Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial up in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also on Skype, username there is lrn.fm. So connect with us, but first you have to send us a contact request. Do that, we'll add you to our contact book. I wonder, is there a limit to the amount of contacts you can have on Skype?
I don't know.
Maybe you'll find out.
Maybe we will.
It won't take long.
Feel free to add, we don't get that many of them, but probably a handful every day. So go to, you can find us over at lrn.fm on Skype. And we've been talking about court, my experience in court today, not for me. I went to court for me yesterday in Palmer, Massachusetts. We talked about that at that time. But for the trespassive three occupiers who were arrested for criminal trespass for the dastardly crime of being in a public park after 11 o'clock at night and exercising what they thought was their right to free speech. And that's their argument in court, is that
right.
This is a peaceable assembly, which, by the way, the cop, but the prosecution only had one witness. They had one of their cops come in to testify. And one of the questions that the defense attorney, ACLU attorney Barbara Keshen, asked was this a peaceable assembly? And the cop said yes. So, I mean, that's pretty clear that, you know, they weren't there causing a ruckus, that they weren't causing a problem. There were some guys that were drumming one night. The cops asked them to stop drumming. They stopped drumming.
Oh, but drumming is so cool.
It's cool.
Why would you stop that?
Some people were bothered. It was late at night. And
who was bothered? I mean, there's not many residences in the immediate vicinity of that park.
True. There's some hotels nearby.
Yeah, there could be. Okay. I suppose if they were in the center of the park, it would seem unlikely that the people would be too disturbed. But,
Say that because when I went to New York City to the Occupy there was a lot of music going on, and it was a lot of fun. It was really great.
And I think that comparing these people to teenagers drinking beer in the park is just, I mean, it's insulting to the jury. Come on. These people are there for a protest. Let's talk about how we use laws here in the United States to limit people's ability to protest.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about, they're in the park too late. Because, I mean, it's a public park. That's what's it there for, if not for people to express their, you know, displeasure with the government.
Right. That's one of the classic things that they created parks for, or public areas, public spaces, to have people gather and, you know, voice their grievances. But what about the people, that, you know, just as an aside from this case, what about the people that work late? I mean, what if my time off, what if I'm working during, the night, or I'm, you know, somebody that sleeps during the day? What if my time off is 11 at night to 7 in the morning? What if I want to walk through the park?
Sure. I mean, I've had many mornings where I wanted to sleep in and the neighbors mowing the lawn with that loud mower, you know.
What about the garbage men that are sent around by the government?
Yeah, I mean, 5 a.m.
The government's sending its agents around to bang and clang and make all kinds of noise at all kinds of ungodly hours. But they're worried about whether or not you're in the park past 11 o'clock.
Yeah. So it was an interesting day in court, and the video is going to come out probably sometime, maybe late tomorrow, because the court trial is not completely done. They went through all the testimony today. They closed out the testimony. They did not do closing statements. So tomorrow morning they will reconvene and do closing statements, and then after that the jury will deliberate, and who knows how long it's going to take for them to figure out whether these folks are guilty or not guilty, and then we'll go from there and see what happens.
It's impossible to know. You were talking off the air that people often ask you, well, how long do you think it's going to take for the jury to deliberate? And this is one of those questions. No idea is the answer every time. I mean, I know people want to talk, and this might be a way to start a conversation.
Yeah, sure.
But there's no idea. You just have no idea.
You can't read these people. I mean, the time I was on trial in front of a jury, I thought I was connecting with a couple of those jurors, man. I mean, they were nodding, they were making good eye contact with me, and, you know, they looked like, you know, that they might have been accessible, that they might have been in agreeance with some of the principles that I was talking about. Nah, I was found guilty on one of those charges. But they did find me not guilty on the resisting arrest charge. So, yep. You know, it wasn't a total loss. But I thought for sure, man, I had some friends on that jury. And nope, I didn't at all. And, you know, in some cases, you just don't know. Today, the jurors actually laughed at one point. Sabrielle was on the stand. She was testifying. She's one of the defendants. And the question was asked as to, well, why didn't you just get the citation? Because just to bring you back to what happened, I didn't really get into this detail. But the cops came to the park. There were a bunch of people in the park for Occupy New Hampshire. They told these people, you need to leave now or you're going to get a citation, you know, for being in a violation of the curfew. And so something like 20 people got citations that night for violating the curfew, because they didn't leave when they were told to leave the first time.
Did they leave at all?
They then left after receiving the citation. And there were about five people that remained in the park after the citations were given out. They were told that if they continued to refuse to leave after having been ordered to leave, that they would then be arrested.
There will be consequences.
For trespass. So for criminal trespass. So one of the questions that was asked of Sabrielle was, well, you know, if you wanted to fight this in court, why did you want to go and have a jury? You know, why did you want to have a jury? She says, well, I don't trust judges. And the defense attorney said, no offense to the judge. He's like, gun taken. It was kind of just like a funny moment.
Yeah.
But then the jokes.
As far as I'm concerned, the legal system, the justice system, the legislature, you know, the government at large, the executive branch, is basically a cartel of lawyers. I mean,
sure.
You generally find elected officials, no matter which side we're talking about, legislature, executive, judicial, are all lawyers, or at least the vast majority of them are lawyers. These people have a vested interest in creating a system that is Byzantine, that can only be navigated by other lawyers.
Sure.
This is what they call in business stirring the pot. They stir the pot, and it provides business for all lawyers. The rising tide lifts all the boats, and so they've got this cartelized mentality, and that's what's going on there. I don't, you know, who's a judge? That lawyer in the black robe over there, because a lot of these judges practice law. I ended up going to a town meeting, or, you know, a zoning meeting for a friend of mine. His attorney was the judge who found me guilty in traffic court. You know? And he's like,
which
oh, I remember
that?
You.
Runyon?
No.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Anyway, I think it was Lane, if I remember the name.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, he's in private practice.
And, I mean, these people, they're just lawyers in black moo-moos. And that's all they are. There's nothing special about these people.
It's quite a racket that they have going there.
Man, no doubt.
The one of the most vilified jobs out there, areas to where one can work, career paths, and these are the people that are supposed to dispense justice?
She explained very well to the jury that she wanted a jury trial. She actually, she had plenty of time to consider it. She actually said she thought about walking out. She thought about leaving the park, but she didn't want to leave her new friends behind, and she realized that if she was going to fight this thing in court, she wanted a jury trial, because if she just takes the citation, that's just a violation of city ordinance. You can't get a jury trial like that in New Hampshire. You have to have a misdemeanor, a Class A misdemeanor, and that's what she got charged with this trespass thing. Now, they could have dropped it to a Class B to screw her out of a jury trial, but they didn't do that. So her intention was, I'm going to get this jury trial so I can connect with real people who are average folks who don't have a stake necessarily in the game of this system. She explains this, I think, very, very well. The prosecutor, maybe a little bit dense, she then was saying, well, you could have had a bench, you could have had a trial had you gotten the city ordinance violation. She said, yeah, but that would be with the judge. And then she said, yes, but you could have appealed it, and then you could have gone to the Supreme Court. Why wouldn't you want to do that? And she said, because that's just a panel of judges. And at that point, the jury and the audience laughed. So, you know, when you see a jury do something like that, it makes you feel like, hey, maybe there's a chance. Maybe this jury will actually listen to the argument of jury nullification, which is going to come up, I think, from what I'm told, a lot heavier in the closing statement by their attorney. Maybe they'll listen to this. Maybe they'll really take that to heart, and they'll find these folks, the trespass of three, not guilty. We'll see. 855, 450 free. Just because they laughed at the joke doesn't mean that they'll do the right thing. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can enjoy our website features. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to experience the forum where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI brings you our phone lines. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and maybe you can try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it for you. Just go to freetalklive.com. Take a look at the banners that are along the right-hand side. Sickle CAI is the top one among them. They've been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time, and thanks to Jason Osborne for that. Sickle CAI.
Okay, coming up, two men arrested for refusing to open the door of their home. Yeah, the title of the video is a little bit misleading. We'll share that with you here in a moment and take a look at what went wrong with their interaction with the police. First, though, your calls, your thoughts. Crichton is on the line in Louisville. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Crichton.
How's it going tonight, guys?
What's on your mind?
Well, lately, you guys have been talking a lot about the run on Bitcoins. And I'm here to tell a story that throw a little water on this great news.
All right. Please let me know, because if I need to get out of Bitcoins, I need to know today.
They're over $70 today.
Because I could make, maybe 8 times my money this way right now if I sell right now. So if the bottom's going to fall out, Crichton, I need to know.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what happened. Okay. About 3 years ago, I got into Bitcoin. I'm one of these early adopters that everyone complains about.
Wow.
I always want to complain about how well the early adopters are doing. So, about a month ago, price started climbing up, got to $13. I was like, wow, this is really going well. And then...
A month ago, they were $30, but all right, go ahead.
Or a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, somewhere around there. And then it starts climbing up, and it breaks its high mark.
Yep.
Well, I'm like, oh, we're in a bubble. So I sell everything I have. And not a small amount either. So I got it sitting in the exchange, and I'm waiting for it to come back down. I already got an order, right? It's got to come back down. And then it goes up a little higher, and I'm like, wow, this can't continue. So I've already got funds in there, and if you're certain people have certain access, they'll allow you short it, but you have to have funds in there to cover it. So I decided I'm going to short some. And I had a rather large sum number-wise in there, so I could have a pretty high cover rate. My cover rate was $72 a share.
I don't know what any of this means. Sorry.
It means that I have a certain amount of money in the account,
just to clarify,
he's lost everything shorting Bitcoins, is what he's saying.
Wait a minute. Okay, you had a bunch. I don't know what all these stock terms are. Okay, short.
Okay.
Derivatives. I don't understand this. Look, what I understand is you. Let me tell you where you lost me. You had a bunch of Bitcoins. You sold all of them about a month ago
and made a whole bunch of money.
And that money was in the account on some website that you used to sell the Bitcoins. Where was this money?
That is correct. I'm not going to discuss that one. That's a private exchange.
Some website or wherever is where the money was being held. Okay, got it. And you trusted these guys with all that money.
No, I wouldn't go that far, but they had it. And a short is basically a bet against the price going up.
All right, you're right. You thought it was a bubble, so you're going to put some money on the idea that it's going to pop and go down, and then in theory make money on that bet.
Right.
Okay.
And I had the money in there. So, but the cover amount is the limit at which you have money in there in order to still buy back the Bitcoins that you wagered against. Because you're borrowing somebody else's Bitcoins so that you can sell them in advance and then buying them back and replacing them later. That's how that works.
I can't say I really follow that, but I'll, maybe my co-hosts are understanding this.
I know what a
Marcus,
short...
you're not getting this either?
No,
thank goodness.
I don't understand.
I always feel so incompetent.
I don't understand shorts, and this all of this kind of thing where people are doing that, it's betting. And,
right.
And it's all betting, right? You buy Bitcoin, it's a bet that...
You're hoping
that,
it goes up.
Yeah, right. You're hoping the price goes up.
But it sounds like you bet on top of a bet, and that's probably, a risky thing to do, right?
Well, it turns out it was. Because my cover limit was $72 a share, which hit this morning before I woke up, which means that my account automatically buys all the short shares that I've shorted to replace the ones that I borrowed to sell the first time.
So you're back in Bitcoins against your wishes.
No, I'm not backing Bitcoin because those were never mine.
Okay.
Okay. So I, after 3 years' time, I've been up against the house, so to speak, for 3 years and actually doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And today I broke even. I am one of these early adopters that, against my own better judgment, has just redistributed all that early wealth. I have nothing.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
So you thought you knew what was going to happen. You were so confident. You put it all on the line, is what you're saying?
I would have sworn. There's no way this is going to go over 40. No way.
You could have taken, you had a whole bunch of bitcoins. You sold it all, raked in a bunch of cash. I mean, you're not saying how many bitcoins you had, but it sounds like it wasn't insignificant because you got in early when they were cheap, cheap, cheap. You could have, like, bought a house or, you know, a yacht or something like that, and you decided, I'm going to bet against the bitcoin with all of my earnings. And then the market proved you wrong, and now you have, you've been, you know, lost all of the profits.
That's rough.
Had I been correct, I would be quitting my job and retiring someplace warm.
I'm with you, Crichton. I understand where you're coming from, and I feel the pain.
But had you just kept the money after it sold, had you just kept the money that you sold the bitcoins at, you wouldn't have been doing too bad, right? Like, you maybe you wouldn't have been retired, but you could have lived pretty comfy for a while.
It would have been in a six-figure number.
Damn, dude.
And that's why I'm mad at myself.
Okay, I thought you were mad at Bitcoin because I'm like, hey, this isn't Bitcoin's fault.
Wow, that I'm sorry.
The cloud is this moral of the story is this: don't get too freaking greedy.
Yeah. Oh man, I've learned that lesson the hard way too.
It's so difficult because whenever you're buying into something and the price is going up. It's very easy to get emotional about it and get caught up in it, and then you make bad decisions. You know, first you're like, oh, well, I'll follow this prescription, and then all of a sudden things get heated up, and you go, ah, you get excited, and next thing you know, you're going all in or something ridiculous like that. And then, you know, next thing you know, it can turn around on you. And
three times
terrible.
I've thought I could guess the direction Bitcoin, you know, one of them was not Bitcoin. It was Litecoin, which I've gotten into, too. Mm-hmm. I'm not advising Litecoin. I'm not advising that. But two times on Bitcoin, I thought I could play the market. And I haven't made money. I would like to say I've got everything I've put into Bitcoin out already. So worst case scenario, I break even.
Hey, Crichton, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855 453, and I'm sorry to hear that story.
Yep.
But yeah, like he said, don't get greedy, don't get cocky.
If you're going to play the market, you're playing against computer programs and robots.
More
good
coming
luck.
Up. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for a very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20%
25% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival. Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got Skype. You can connect with us at username lrn.fm. Mobile phone users, if you got a smartphone, you can connect with our live streams and podcasts. Just go to M, like mobile, m.freetalklive.com, and you can do that there. It's free, of course. That's m.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin Store at bitcoinstore.com is open. You can go to bitcoinstore.com, and you can buy more than 500,000 items. So most of them are sort of electronics goods, some of them parts, some of them, a lot of them computers, tablets, laptops, all those kind of things that you need. Just go take a look. I've taken a look, and everything I've seen as far as pricing goes there is less expensive than their competitors. It's bitcoinstore.com. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoin into real-world items. Money is not wealth. Individual things are wealth. So Bitcoins, you gotta spend them to actually enjoy the wealth. And if people aren't using them as a currency, they're never going to go up. So you got to stir the pot by spending some Bitcoins. And when you do, go to bitcoinstore.com. The owner of bitcoinstore.com is currently at a 0% markup on the world's largest consumer electronics, the stuff that he has from Ingram Micro, the largest consumer electronics distributor. So he's in it because he wants to be able to create a site where people can buy computers and stuff online in Bitcoin so that you can say, hey, look, there's where you buy stuff. BitcoinStore.com.
Through the phones and the fun, we got Tyrone. He's in Los Angeles. Hey, Tyrone.
Yo. Yeah, what's up?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was in the KFC, and them police started hassling me.
Uh-huh. I don't really think your name's Tyrone. Thanks for the call. 855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. But let's actually go to a video here in a moment where two men were arrested for refusing to open up the door of their home. That's the title of the video. However, it's a little bit misleading. When you sent me this email today, Mark, you linked to the video. You said, you got to see this. Because a lot of times on Free Talk Live, we talk about how, you know, you don't have an obligation to open the door for the police. And if you do open the door for the police, you don't have to let them inside your home. Flex Your Rights recommends that you step outside of the home to talk to the police. And it looks like these guys saw the Flex Your Rights video because they actually step outside to talk
and shut the door
to the police. Yeah. Well, we'll get to the video here in moments. Richard is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live on Skype. Hey, Richard.
Hello?
Richard, you're on the air.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, I just wanted to call and say to you guys, like, I watched on freekeen.com that the Robin Hood thing.
Yes.
Where it's putting the nickels in the parking meters ahead of the tax lady. I think that's just brilliant.
Thank you.
And don't you get nervous, though? Like, I mean, that cop is following you. Like, he's got nothing better to do all day.
No. Did you see the one where I offered him a hug?
Well, yeah, I know, but...
Did it look like I was nervous?
People like that should be, you know, I don't know, he's kind of feared. They're weirdos.
Mm, no, you know? I mean, I know who he is. He's a former police captain from... I could understand. Like, it would have been creepy had I not known who he was and he wasn't talking to me and just silently filming. You know, that'd be a little bit creepy. But I knew who he was because this is a small town and everybody knows everybody else.
Don't you get scared of getting in trouble?
No, I've been arrested plenty of times. I've gone to jail. I've been through the court system. I've spent probably days of my life in court in various different trials.
I think so. Ian gets an adrenaline rush that he's actually an adrenaline junkie, and that this is how he gets his fix.
I wouldn't say that it was a rush to go down there and do that, but it is fun to do activism.
I know when it happened, and I saw the post on Facebook. I'll be there in a second with my get your radios on. You know, like
our radios are already on. We got two-way radios and everything here. Look, is this your first time, Richard, maybe, you know, listening to Free Talk Live, or are you relatively new to the show?
Relatively new. I just think the parking meter thing is just brilliant.
Here's what I'd recommend. Go to freekeen.com and click the Robin Hood category. There are several videos. I don't know how many of them you've had the chance to see, but these things have been going on for quite a while. That's just the most recent development in essentially an ongoing saga of activism that there's a lot of history that's
worth.
Yeah,
this has been a build-up in Keene because originally the... Robin Hooding started years ago from some different activists who are still around, and I think it was just, you know, here and there putting coins in the meter. And then more recently, Robin Hood got a little more serious, got some nice cards made up that they could leave on the cars.
Thanks to you.
Thank you. And they started really hitting the streets quite often.
Daily.
Yeah.
Now.
And making a real dent in, you know,
revenue.
Yeah. Right. For the city. So as the Robin Hooders have been out daily, then the town has been, oh, what are we going to do? And we've seen different developments from the parking enforcement. And now the latest is there's just this extra guy out there videoing and...
The Intimidator.
Yeah, the Intimidator is out now. So there is a lot of history there of how it's kind of built up over time and the story that's... there to be told.
And, you know, to your earlier question about, well, aren't you scared? Well, number one, I'm from Florida and originally, and the cops down there are a lot scarier than the cops up here, at least the ones in the Keene area. And the fact that you can know the police in this area, there's only 40 cops in the police department. You really could have a relationship with all of them, you know, eventually, if you've been around long enough to some extent. So being able to know who the police are and build some level of rapport with them and connect with them as a human being, I think is a really valuable thing to have. So the cops aren't as scary up here. And plus, the more activism you do that is of a sort of somewhat risky nature, the more interactions you have with the police, the less scary they become, the more human they can become. And so, no, the answer is no. I'm not intimidated by them at all.
People in town really do know the cops as well. When I was in town not long and I got pulled over, and I just described to some of my friends here what the cop looked like, and they knew who it was. They knew his name just from my description. So people really do know them.
Could you get an ordinance passed to make the meter maid lady have to wear a clown costume with balloons?
It would be fun to propose that one. And, we can have fun like that here because we have enough activists. You know, some of them are running in politics. Some of them are doing civil disobedience. Some of them are hitting the streets doing Robin Hooding. I'm glad you're listening, Richard. It sounds like you got someone playing the drums in the background, so we'll let you get back to whoever that is. Thanks. Appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks. 855-450-FREE. Sound like some pots and pans, maybe.
Yes, sounds like somebody who's playing the drums.
There. So, you get around other people who love liberty, and the whole government thing doesn't become as scary anymore. Yes, they're hurting people. Yes, they're still locking peaceful people up. Who knows? Maybe the trespass of three will end up, you know, being found guilty tomorrow. Things aren't perfect here. They're not. There's a lot that needs to be fixed. But if we get enough people here, we have an actual chance at having an effect. We are having an effect already, and that will become greater over time. Cynthia Chase, the state representative who made national headlines for saying that the Free Staters are the greatest threat to the state.
She looks pretty silly when Free Staters save you from a parking ticket, right? Like, you're the average person going around downtown and, oh, the Robin Hooders. I heard those were the Free Stater folks or whatever. Yep. And then this other lady says, you know, this Democrat lady says, well, they're the greatest threat to the state of New Hampshire.
She's right. She's absolutely right. We're the best thing for freedom. And the greatest threat to the state, because the state doesn't stand for freedom.
Right.
The state is not your friend. And apparently Cynthia Chase was at a restaurant that's relatively popular in Concord called the Common Man, and some activists were there as well, and they happened to be sitting right next to her. And someone struck up a conversation, apparently, and talked to her, and one of them was apparently trolling her to some extent. But she apparently had some things to say about that Ian Freeman over in Keene. Apparently she doesn't like me very much.
I bet she doesn't.
I've never met the lady.
That's how politics is, they. They hate you if they don't know you. I mean, that's how politics is.
I don't have any feelings about Cynthia Chase. I appreciate her, actually. I'm glad she said what she said. Thank you. It was some of the best publicity we've had in a long time, and all free. Her saying that got us all kinds of news media coverage. More coming up, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you would like. That is the point of Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. And if you like the fact that we give you everything on our site for free, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier and help us get on more radio stations to bring more listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. You can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month. We will take that and invest it in the show so we can buy advertising to the radio industry. We can reach out to people online. We've got Facebook ads running, for instance, so a way to get internet listeners tuned into Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Use any major credit card through PayPal. Use some alternative options as well, or Visa or MasterCard right on the site at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast forum, and more as we go to the phones and to your thoughts. Mark is listening in St. George, Utah. Hey, Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. First, I just want to say I really love your show. I'm a pretty new listener to it, but I found
Thanks.
It on the radio, and I love it.
You must be listening to KZNU.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I had a question about when I lived in a different place in Utah, I had an experience where I had a friend that was living with me, and he wasn't part of the lease or anything like that, but he basically had a warrant for his arrest for just failure to appear on something. I think it was a possession charge. It was some stupid charge. Anyway, the basics of it was that him and another friend of mine they were driving from my apartment, and they got pulled over. He was not driving, but the police ID'd everybody in the car.
Mm.
He ended up getting ID'd and, pegged for this failure.
Before you go on, let me just throw out, This isn't legal advice. It's just my understanding that
Yes. You
have no obligation to provide a cop with an ID if you are not driving the car. So if that ever happens to you, if you're with your buddies and you are not the driver and the cop asks you for ID, politely decline.
Okay. That was what happened with him. So anyway, basically, he ends up, he doesn't have his ID. He ends up providing his information, basically. Well, the cop waits until they get to my apartment, and he watches where they go. So he pulls this kid over for whatever it was he pulled him over for.
Right.
He IDs everybody. He pegs him for this warrant. He waits until he gets to my house, and then he knocks on my door. I answer the door, and he says, "Is this person here?" And I say, "Well, they are. You know, what is the?" He says, "I need to talk to him." I say, "Okay, we'll wait outside."
Another point before you go on with the story. I just like to point these things out for people that are listening, so they can maybe gain some benefit here. You are not obligated to answer the door, even if it's the cops, and certainly you're not obligated to answer any of their questions that they're asking you. So, get with that in mind, go ahead with the story.
Okay. Unfortunately, I did not have a peephole, and I was very surprised that it was a police officer at the time. Anyway, so I open the door. He says, is this kid here? You know, I say, he is. If you want to talk to him, let me go get him. Wait here. So I go and I talk to this kid. He's like kind of nervous. You know, he wants me to delay the situation. And, you know, I was fairly certain that he had a warrant for his arrest.
And did he know he had a warrant?
I'm sure he did. It was a failure to appear charge.
Yeah.
And I was pretty sure he did because I knew the situation. I knew he'd not been going to court for this. So I go back to the police officer and I explain to him the situation. And I say, "Is it, you know, what's the situation? Do you have a warrant?" And he says, "Yes, I do." So at that point, he ended up not searching my house or doing anything other than going to get this kid.
Okay, but that's good.
The question that I have is, what was, you know, my legal obligation to allow him into my house to get this guy that did have a warrant? But the fact is that he could have arrested him at the time of the interaction.
That's an excellent question. And again, I'm not a lawyer. I can't give legal advice. But what I would say, my understanding is, and I would love to hear from somebody who does know more about this, maybe a law enforcement officer or an attorney that knows this. Because when you have a warrant for someone or something, it usually has to describe the place.
A particular thing.
Right. Like, it describes the thing and the place to which, you know, that they're supposed to search. So if they're coming into your, you know, if they're looking for you, I don't think that they can just come into any old place that you might happen to be. I could be totally wrong on that point. I can't say I'm real firm on my understanding of that.
He did say that he was there, though.
But yeah, you basically gave your friend up by answering that question.
Yeah.
Here's what I would have done in that case, and it's hard to, you know, people don't think they can do this. If you don't have a peephole and you can't look out the window to see who's there first, and you open the door and it's a cop standing there, I would have said something like, "You're not the pizza guy," and closed the door. And, you know, that would be the end of the conversation right there.
And it was never my intention. And, you know, when I think of it, he may have even phrased it something to the fact of, like, "Let me speak with him," or something. Like, "I know he's here." I can't remember exactly how the interaction went.
Yep.
And I tried to delay this thing from happening, obviously. But in the end, what it was a bench warrant. Like I said, he didn't search the house, nothing. He didn't treat me with disrespect, so to speak, or do anything to me specifically.
He didn't find the bong on the table and arrest you for it. That's good.
Exactly.
It could have been worse.
I've actually never been arrested myself. Surprisingly, actually.
Well,
but
first off, I'd like to say you don't have any obligation to harbor your friend. The guy went out and got himself a warrant, so the first onus falls upon him. If he'd have gone to court and taken care of this problem,
don't fail to appear. Go to court.
Don't feel any guilt over this. I'm just, you know, you got to consider yourself because, you know, you never know what this police officer, how they can react. We've got a video here where, they just step way, way, way out of line, and it can happen.
Yeah, and if you've never considered these situations before, you're not going to know how to act. You're just going to act like a normal human being. You're going to talk to somebody that approaches you. So it really takes almost like a training in order to know how to deal with the police, which has happened up here in New Hampshire quite a bit at some of the events where
you can be trained all you want.
Yes.
But until you get the experience at it.
Yeah, then that's the most important thing because you're right. Training is meaningless until you're face to face with a cop, but that's a whole different thing.
All right. Thank you.
So, yeah, try not to talk to the police, because the more you talk to them, the more likely you're going to say something you regret. And, you know, Mark's right. The dude should have gone to court in the first place. But, you know, if a cop has a warrant and can come in, and, you know, if the cop is after this guy, he comes to the house and no one answers the door, I highly doubt that he's just going to bust the door in, because he doesn't have a warrant to search your house. I think that when they just have a bench warrant like this, that the warrant says you have to collect this person. And you can't go and do things that are illegal to collect a person. If you see the person out on the street, you can collect him there. If you go to the person's home or wherever the person is and he comes to the door, you can collect him there. But I don't think they have the ability to just go on into any old place that they believe that person might be. And please correct me if I'm wrong on this at 855-450-FREE. And I thank you. Anything else you want to share tonight, Mark?
No, that was everything. Thanks.
Appreciate your call. Let's go to the video here. Since we're on the topic, this is from YouTube. We'll link over to it on our Facebook and Twitter here in moments. It's an excerpt from a TLC show, and I'm not certain what the show is. Some cops banging on someone's door.
We see you. As soon as my sergeant and I pull up, I can see people inside, and they're just running to hide.
She's just beating on these people's door.
Yep.
I mean, this would put dents in my door.
With a bat.
It's like basically a bat.
A little
bad
bat.
Girls. I mean, she's basically...
She's hot, too, by the way.
She is not an unattractive woman on the outside.
Right. Yeah, it's the inside that's pretty messed up. So, bang, bang, bang. She bangs a bunch of times, and dude makes the worst mistake he could have made. He opens the door. So, when I saw the headline on the video that you sent me, Mark, here, two men arrested for refusing to open the door of his own home, I thought, oh man, maybe there's a video of someone being arrested for not opening the door. But he opens the door. And he comes outside with his friend, and his friend gives him some good advice, which I generally think is pretty good advice for people that have opened the door and made that first mistake. It's not impossible to, you know, to escape from this situation, but let's see how it goes for him.
Sorry.
What's going on? I'm not going to shake your hand.
This guy tries to shake this woman's hand.
Right.
I mean, how unprofessional is that?
Oh, absolutely. And you can tell this lady's got an attitude. I mean, a lot of cops will be willing to shake your hand. You know, Sturdy, the other day when I offered him a hug, later on he was willing to shake my hand. He didn't want to give me a hug, but he was willing to make that level of contact.
He's the intimidator now.
We'll come back with more and what happened to these guys. His buddy Cuz steps outside, closes the door behind him, and you heard the noise coming from inside the house. Sounds like there's a party going on in there. And who knows what the cops were actually called for, because this is only a 2-minute clip with no context surrounding it. But we'll share the remainder of it with you here in moments. Hour 3's next, Free Talk Live.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 25. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.